You're listening to Parents, You've Got This, the expert guide to parenthood.
The complete guide to pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood. This podcast is brought to you by Parents, You've Got This and proudly supported by Mestella. Mestella is a natural origin skincare for babies and children, recommended by healthcare professionals. Mestella by Parents' Side since 1950.
In today's life, we are always so busy, but it's not always great to be busy and, life can be an epic juggle. So today we're going to get some tips and tricks around mindfulness and meditation.
We are joined by Tommy Kendi, who is a mindfulness and meditation expert. He is a yoga teacher. He is a fellow podcaster, an all-round awesome human. We are very grateful to have him on the podcast today. Welcome, Tommy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you guys for having me. Absolute honour to be hanging out with you two legends.
So, Tommy, I think, when you think about mindfulness and meditation, often these words get bandied about and, what is the difference between the two of them?
Well, look, I mean, every human being is different and we've all got different stories. And I guess it all comes up with, where you come from, your childhood, all that type of stuff. But in essence, those two words, it's a much of a muchness. It's the same thing. I mean, ultimately, all we're all trying to do is just come back to our center. Yeah. And I guess that's the key. So whether it's mindfulness, meditation, whatever it is, it doesn't matter how you do it, just whatever tool works for you, that'll bring you back to your center. That's the key, really.
What about intuition, Tommy? What is it and how can we really harness it?
So I see intuition as two different types of feelings. And intuition is that thing, first off, when you get close to someone and you're like, I don't know why, I just want to hug this person's face off, and you've never met them and you just get a really cool feeling about them. That's intuition. But also intuition is when you get near someone and something is telling you just like, no, something does not fit here, whether it's a person or a situation or a business idea, whatever it might be. So intuition is being able to tap into that real essence that we all have as human beings, which is our gut feel. But, I could talk about this forever because some people confuse their intuition for what their egoic nature is telling them. So it's a big difference, but if you're ever wondering how to strengthen that, the key is learn how to tap into that gut feel, that intuition.
And how do we use that intuition and mindfulness to affect our everyday outlook?
Well, look, the way, and this might sound a little bit harsh, but the way that I see a lot of humanity these days is we're just walking around like robots and we're going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. Then we get to the end of the day and we go to sleep and we don't reflect. There's just no inner anything going on. And then we wake up and it's like, oh, all right, let's go do that again. And then before you know it, you get to the end of your life, you're sick and you're unhealthy and you haven't even enjoyed your life. So in terms of understanding ourself, that's the key, being able to understand ourself and just coming back to who we truly are. And in my personal opinion, one of the most courageous things any human could do is follow their heart and follow their true calling. And that is a bigger challenge than probably most of the things we do in our lives.
We talked a bit at the start, Tommy, about how stressful the daily life is. And as you say, it's so hard just to stop and reflect and just enjoy the moment. What tips and strategies do you have for how we can reduce stress in our lives?
Well, the first protocol is what a lot of people try and do is they define themselves as stressed. And once you define yourself as stressed, then you define yourself as broken because you're not peaceful. And so what I find a lot of people do is they try and run from stress and run from anxiety. So what I believe works really well with a lot of my clients is that instead of trying to run from anxiety, run from stress, dive into it, like go into it and see why those things are there. And then once those things are there, you realize that we're all broken and there's no one else out there that's better than you or worse than you. Every human being on this planet is broken. We're all flawed. And then once you realize that, then you can go, do you know what? I can move forward in life being broken, and I'll follow my dreams. I'll follow my heart being a messed up human. And that's ultimately what it comes to. So, I mean, look, the tools are, yeah, you've got meditation, you've got breathing, you've got, you know, the yoga, you've got all these epic tools, but they're not going to do anything for you unless you start doing some digging. And so, I mean, ultimately, you know, the tool, you can take 10 deep breaths and immediately you're back to your true self. And it doesn't take much. You can jump in a cold shower. If you've never done that before, go jump in a cold shower. As soon as you wake up, you'll be meeting yourself really, really quickly. But ultimately, you can find 100 tools on Google. You can literally Google right now tools to, I don't know, whatever it is, relieve stress. All those tools will come up, and most people go, oh, yeah, that's all right, isn't it? All right, let's leave that for another day. But the key is actually committing to being your true and authentic self and living your true and authentic nature. And that is what I believe is one of the most courageous things you could ever do.
And I think we often, as you're talking about, you know, have this negative self or opinion of ourselves and negative thoughts. How do you cultivate positive thoughts and a positive outlook?
Look, obviously a lot of people know about, what are those things called? The people repeat affirmations. And, you know, affirmations, I actually think do more harm than good, which is quite interesting because when you get up and you're like, I am happy, or I'm beautiful, and whatever, it stems from a negative place, because it stems from, oh, if I say these words, then I won't feel ugly, or then I won't feel fat, or in some miraculous way, I'm suddenly going to be skinny and beautiful, or whatever it is that is working for you, right? So ultimately, the way to cultivate positive thoughts is to really find what sings to your heart. And everyone knows what that is. And if you're too scared to dive in to your heart and what's actually there, then you've got no chance of having positive thoughts. So you've got to dive in to the actual energy, the vibration of positivity. Positive thoughts are just the start of the whole process. Ultimately, where you want to get to is to live in a positive vibration.
When you talk about that, Tommy, do you mean that you delve into that through a practice of mindfulness and meditation? And if that's the case, then what are some of the other benefits that we might see as a result of daily practice?
Daily practice is incredible, and daily practice is super important. Whatever your daily practice is, there's so many out there. But for example, for my daily practice, I have two musts, and one is cold water therapy. So whether it's a cold shower, I just believe that just knocks my face off, and I'm like, all right, I feel powerful after cold water. And the second one is breath work. Even if it just means 10 deep breaths in Tommy time, you know, and I have Tommy time on a daily basis. And sometimes it's yoga, sometimes it's breathing, whatever it might be. But if you have a daily must, everything changes, because you start taking the responsibility back onto yourself. And instead of playing victim and blaming the rest of the world for the fact that you're not happy, or you're not healthy, or you're whatever, that quickly turns around. Because ultimately, once you take responsibility for your own happiness, your own joy, your own health, everything shifts and changes. Mm. Because you can't blame someone else when it's your responsibility. And I think you guys know that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's really true about parenting, because you're children pick up on how you're feeling and your vibes, and then suddenly their behavior changes around it, and parenting can be really stressful. Do you have any simple meditation or breathing techniques that you want to share with everyone if they're having one of those parenting moments thinking, how am I going to cope? What do you suggest?
Do you know what? I actually tried this a while ago. One of my first mentors said, when a baby's crying, or kids going nuts, to pick them up or get eye level with them so you're not above or below, and match their tone with an om. And
oh, wow. Yeah.
And I tried this with a mate's little boy, screaming his head off. And there was sort of high pitched or whatever. I just walked over and went, got head high. And I just went, oh, straight away. He's like, oh, what's that? Shut up straight away. But obviously, if you've got many kids and whatnot, ultimately, you have to find stability in discomfort. You have to find stability in uncomfort, you know? And the way to do that is where, and you don't have to take yourself so seriously. So many things shifted for me when I stopped taking myself so seriously. So even when everything's going wrong, or there's so much noise around, or, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that, everyone's just like, it's almost like everyone in the world is out to mess with your happiness. In those moments, you sit in it in a, like, almost in a funny way and go, wow, this is actually happening around me, and bring joy to the moment and know that everything is impermanent. Everything is impermanent, whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's going to end at some point. And if you move through it in a way of, you know, be funny about it, you know, and sometimes that really relieves very quickly. Other than that, anytime, doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter where you are, how bad things are, you take 10 deep breaths. That's it. It takes 20 seconds, 10 deep breaths. If you've got time, get your butt to a yoga class or go jump in the ocean. There's so many tools that we've got at our fingertips. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I reckon anyway.
I love that you've talked about, you know, in a way, our relationship with chaos and control, and how we can actually go back and do some really simple things to regain that control while the chaos is surrounding us.
Yeah.
You know, that cold shower, things that are so easy for parents to implement, things to try with their kids. Thank you so much, Tommy. It's been really fantastic getting your information out there to all our parents listening today.
Well, absolute honour to hang with you guys. Thank you for getting me on.
It's great.
Well, hopefully you can take some of these tips and tricks on board and live a more mindfulness and peaceful life.
A huge thanks to Mistella for sponsoring this episode. Mistella empowers parents throughout their parenting journey with education and honest conversations from pregnancy and beyond. Mistella has plenty of parenting articles and resources on their website. Visit mistella.com.au. Mistella is our family's favourite.
You've been listening to The Expert Guide to Parenthood, and never forget, parents, you've got this.
The information provided in this podcast is general in nature and is intended to support, not replace, a discussion with your doctor or healthcare professional. Parents, You've Got This take no responsibility for any medical decisions made by individuals based on the information provided in this podcast.
Join a Parents You've Got This masterclass today to be prepared, excited and educated
for pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood.
Visit www.parentsyouvegotthis.com.au
and sign up for a masterclass today.